Storytel presents The Devil's Footprint by Margit Sandemore, part 13 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day, a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. The first sightings of the Devil's Footprints happened a long time ago, after Villemot had finally returned home from her roamings and settled down with Dominic and her newborn son. But at that time, none of the Ice People knew anything about these occurrences. They had never heard of the Devil's Footprints, because the very few who had seen the footprints hadn't lived long enough to be able to tell people about them. It was a long time before the people of Norway began to notice that something inexplicable was taking place in their country. Once the first omens came, they were so far away that not even an echo of them reached Grostensholm. High in a mountain valley in the interior of the country, far to the north of the main parish of Akershus, something mysterious came down from the mountains. This was in 1684. Vilmo's son and his two cousins had all turned 7. The strange thing that occurred at that time was something only very few people noticed or came to know of. They certainly didn't include anyone among the Ice People. Two women were walking along a muddy road in a remote valley. The wind rustled in the dry heather. It was an icy, cold, windy day. They wrapped their shawls more tightly about themselves as they shouted to each other, holding their bodies almost horizontal against the wind, as they fought their way home. Then one of them bent down towards the ground and pointed.
"Do you see that? We've been following these footprints for quite some time now."
The other, who had been talking about her rheumatic pain, hadn't noticed anything, so she also bent down. With a voice betraying a certain unease, she said,
"It looks like... Do you think it's an animal or a human being that has walked here?"
"Both, I'd say," the first one said. She felt a strange sensation come over her.
"But it's only one, after all."
"Yes, that's why it's so strange."
They turned around to take a closer look at the footprints, only to discover that they had erased them with their own feet.
"The first time I noticed them was right there where the trail comes down from the mountain," one of them said, somewhat helplessly.
Just where they stood, the road happened to be firmer, and the footprints disappeared. The women had only 3 pairs of footprints that they could study. Even so, they were clear enough. The prints of a naked foot, human, or something that they couldn't properly identify.
"Barefoot, at this time of year," the first woman said nervously.
"It resembles," the other one muttered.
"Heavenly Father, creator of heaven and earth, free us from the evil."
Then they both began to run, so that their black skirts fluttered about them. With long, frightened strides, they dashed off towards the village. They reached the first woman's house, quite out of breath, and dragged her husband back with them. He was sceptical and rather grumpy at having been woken up from his after-dinner nap. He paled when he came to the spot and saw the footprints.